I'm glad to see all of these people here. Although I've got to admit, I was thinking a holiday weekend, I would maybe have two or three people. So I was hoping that I would not embarrass myself in front of all of you. This is my first time guest speaking for CSE. It's not the first time I've ever spoken in front of people, but I've never been comfortable doing it. Today, Spirit being with me and some very good friends, I'm very calm for some reason. So my talk today, I thought it would be good to know me and how I got here and why I'm standing up here today. It's been a long journey, a long path, and Spirit has helped me all the way. I just didn't realize it for many, many years. And it wasn't until finding spiritualism that it all made sense. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take you back to me as a child. And I'm going to read a little and kind of ad-lib a little. So be patient. My parents did not speak about God in our house. They did not go to church. But somehow, people came into my life that were willing to take me to the church they attended, which allowed me to learn something about a lot of different religions. This continued into my adult life. I also remember as a child that I believed that there was a God. I'm not sure why I believed, but deep inside, I just knew. I wanted to learn everything I could about the Bible, God, heaven, hell, angels, miracles, everything I wanted to learn. I never believed in the idea of people being sent to hell because they were evil or bad, and that you only went to heaven if you were good. Never made sense. Being told that angels or spirits did not exist, that didn't resonate with me because, you know, I saw. And I just, no way, they exist. I always felt throughout my life, someone has been watching over me and protecting me. That someone is not on the earth plane. They're not visible to you, but I can feel them. I can sense them. I've never considered myself a religious person, that I could only find peace and a connection with God when I went to church to pray. In fact, I never felt a connection at church, in a church. I felt most comfortable talking to God while I was outside, watching the ocean, walking with in the trees in the woods, looking at the animals, feeling peaceful. And while I was doing that, I would talk to the Spirit. I would hold a conversation with Spirit. And in my mind, it was a two-way conversation because I continually got acknowledgments for the things I was asking or the things I wanted to know. This to me was praying. And this to me was the best part of my life. I still do this and I still believe in this. In 1995, I felt the start of a turning point in my life, major upheavals, which is when I started my spiritual journey. But it was not until I traveled to the state of Michigan in 2003, when I was involved in an accident that I probably should not have walked away from. I ran off the road. The car rolled and rolled and rolled into a very deep field of snow. And the miracle being is I landed on upright on all four wheels with the engine running, the lights on, and the car devastated a wreck. I can remember the car rolling over, and I sensed someone next to me. And for some reason, I thought it was my best friend, Susan, who was back here in Maryland, knowing she would not wear a seatbelt. My arm instinctively went out to protect her. But instead, I felt arms, physical arms, come around me and hold me and protect me. I never hit the roof that was caved in. I was upside down. I was upside right. I was off to the side. I was everywhere. All of my work stuff and purse spread out throughout the vehicle. Eventually, the door and windshield smashed in, the roof caved in the middle of nowhere in Michigan, I might add, and very interesting. The only thing I could see was off in the distance was a lighted pole with an American flag on it, lit. 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, not sure when, I could see that. The police were totally amazed when they eventually found me, that I was alive, but secondarily, that I was okay. They asked me, let us at least get an ambulance or take you to the hospital. And I looked at them and I said, no, don't need that. I'm fine. But I would truly appreciate a ride back to where I'm staying. I need to change clothes. I need to get some sleep. I have to be at the office at 9 o'clock in the morning. They just looked at me. But I knew then, at that moment, I knew that God was with me. And there was something I was supposed to do. And that was why I walked away from that accident without the slightest injury. I was protected by Spirit so that they could show me, or he could show me, the way to my spirit journey and my life path. Indeed, my life was changed. One of my major beliefs throughout my life is everything happens for a reason. There are no coincidences. Nothing is random. They happen for a reason. And as an example of this, many years ago, I routinely spoke with a young woman who I eventually considered a trusted advisor. And let me tell you something, having grown up the way I did, I was an extremely independent lady. I worked in corporate America. It was dog eat dog. I was very strong. I was very determined, and I was successful. But in a man's world, you become very distrusting. So for me to say, I say that she became a trusted advisor is amazing. And then she became a friend. For some reason, I thought speaking with her was very important to me. Not really sure why, but just something special about her was important, or at least intuitively, I felt this. I could feel it in my gut and in my mind and my heart. One day, out of the blue, she asked if I would like to attend her ordination. Without hesitation, I accepted the invitation and never thought it out of the ordinary for her to invite me. We had never really discussed religion or our beliefs or her beliefs or anything like that. But I was just going with my gut saying, this is something I'm supposed to do. So in October 2010, me among many others, but I walked into the Center for Spiritual Enlightenment for the first time and watched the Reverend Constanza Morningstar become a minister at the center. During that hour and a half, I felt the energy. I felt the love. I felt the community. And I found my spiritual home. I've continued to attend the CSE since that day. I've made many new friends, very important people in my life. And again, people come into your life for a reason, always. They may stay a day, a season, or for life. I believe I've made lifelong friends here that will continue with me for a very long time. Remember, spiritualists are very free thinkers and independent. So we believe that we're allowed to have friends of our own, and with their ideas, we accept. They accept ours. I finally understood what becoming a member and studying to become a minister, healer, and medium was all about. For it was not until I came into this church that I realized that for most of my life, I was speaking and holding conversations with spirit guides, angels, who had transitioned to the other side. I was never afraid of dying. I was never felt that I was alone because my family had transitioned. I knew they were around me. I could feel them. I could talk to them. I finally understood. I just understood everything and why I felt and saw things and just knew the answer. Spirit showed me the path to the place and the people who could help enlighten me, my life's purpose, and my gifts. I have been blessed with gifts, as we all have, to enable me to serve spirit on the earth plane. Each and every one of us has these gifts. We just have to recognize them, accept them, be open to them, and develop them for the greater good. By the grace of spirit, I hope to continue my personal spiritual growth and development of my gifts. And I have many people backing me up, including the ones surrounding me now, both on the earth plane and the spiritual plane. And I thank the angels today for joining me. And they have that wonderful feeling around me. And I am here to serve spirit by helping people on a day-to-day basis, both physically, emotionally, materially, so that they too can feel the same faith, blind faith, that spirit is there. And that he is with us each and every day and loves us no matter what we do or how we do it, what we say, what we don't say, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in our lives. Spirit is with us. You know, when I first came here, of course, I'm also an investigator type person. So I went out on the internet and I looked up spiritualism. I went overseas looking at it. I went stateside. One of the things that really came and resonated with me was something I saw written, and it was about spiritualist. And I failed to get the name of the person who had written the blog, but part of what they said. Spiritualists come from every walk of life. bankers, builders, nurses, teachers, keepers, sales clerk, electricians, any and all professions are attracted to spiritualism. Every place you find thinking men and women coming together, you will find spiritualists. Spiritualism is a science, a philosophy, a religion that satisfies your logic, your mind, and your heart. As the population continues to contemplate the current conditions in the world today, they are seeking a greater understanding of the purpose of life and what can be done to improve individual life situations and the circumstances of the world. Spiritualism gives a person that key that can be used to find answers they seek. Spiritualism provides the knowledge that by using prayer and meditation, we can become aware of our responsibility to ourselves and then to others. Through the inner awareness and guidance received through spirit communication, a person takes the necessary actions to improve his or her own life and contributes to the improved welfare of the entire human race. Spiritualism is the key that sets humanity free. Free to live and grow in the physical through love and law. And free because we know that life is continuous. The spirit never dies. There is no death. There are no death. Yes, that definitely told me I was in the right place. So, in closing, I want to thank each of you for coming to the Center for Spiritual Enlightenment today. And I hope that you find your way to spirit, as I have. Thank you very much.